in the early days of broadcasting, the only way a station could tell if it was being heard was by listener response. Stations would request letters or run mail-in contests promising a prize or a small gift to see how many listeners they might have. This was important for sponsors and for the engineering staff. Most often, stations would reply with a QSL card verifying the reception, like ham radio operators do. QSL card collecting started and continues today. A listener's letter to the station for a QSL card is the reception report. Today, most large broadcasters already know how they're getting out because they're using computer propagation forecasting and applying monitors to the target areas. Regional stations don't often care that they can be heard beyond their own area, but some stations still find a reception report useful and most like to hear from their listeners anyway. A proper reception report details a specific reception period. It starts with a date, time, and frequency of the reception, then describes the signal strength and any interference and the interference source, and includes some program details to prove the correct station was being monitored. The report portion of the letter then concludes with a description of the receiver and the antenna being used. Continue your letter with some information about yourself and your hometown, and offer some comments on the station's programming. Then be sure to politely request a QSL card in reply. Sending return postage for the reply is always necessary, except for most international broadcasters. Since your own country's stamps cannot be used in another country, USers can either find a source for international stamps, buy international reply coupons at your local post office, or send some form of currency. This can add up to quite an expense. And that's our DX definition of reception report, a letter to a station detailing its reception and politely requesting a QSL card in reply.
You were listening to African Pathways Radio Program, a production of World Christian Broadcasting. Tune in to our shortwave daily radio broadcast from the frequency of 11965 kHz at 2000 UTC and also in the frequency of 13670 at 1800 UTC. I am Ede Budafia, senior producer for Africa. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.